Oh, I should probably hit record because now we're in the after show segment of the show.
We did have a few YouTube listeners, watchers. I'm a wheel watcher.
I have to tinkle, so I'll be right back. Okay. But I have not forgotten. I'm going to show people what I did for the perfect race photo. You're not going to believe it. I'll be right back.
The perfect? I didn't remember that he had said that because I can't remember things. Like, I do not have a good. He's like, remember, this one is not horrible. This one here is not horrible. Not like if I was to clip out the, except he has blue eyes, but I mean, he looks a little older. Or let's see. Oh, I think I showed those already. This one was way too old. Y'all are gonna be like, oh yeah, that's you. There he is. Or this one was also ridiculous.
That one looks here. Like Link. That one looks like Link, doesn't it?
Oh, maybe.
From Rhett and Link?
This one?
Oh my god. All right, Adam, these are going out on level 13, and so people are not going to know what you're talking about. You're going to have to scroll way back up in the chat room to see this. I propose for this next little bit here, maybe that we start a thread so that people listening on level 13 6 months from now will be able to go.
Oh, I don't know how to start a thread.
Oh, I can do it. Here, I'll create a thread. And I'm going to call this after show 02-17-24 and enter the message to start. Hey, everyone. All right. So now if you click on the thread in Discord, you can just start posting in there for the chat. But for folks who are listening to this later, you can go through our threads at the top of the Discord and find the after show 2-17-24, and you can go to that thread because we're going to be posting some pictures here as I explain to you, Adam, my obsession, my absolute obsession with the perfect race photo. So
can I select multiple? So I'm going to put these photos in there.
Yeah.
Put them in there. In that other one.
Yeah. That's fine. Put them in there. And then people will be able to, because I didn't hear what you said, but yeah, there you go. Yeah, that's nice. Let me find my photo here, Adam. So I ran the 10K at the marathon weekend, Zach and I did. And I think I showed you before how I altered his finish line photo. Like he was way off to the side. Maybe. And so I cut him out and, you know, put him back in the middle. I removed another person and then put him in their spot so that he was, you know, more centered in the, you know, cause it's a big finishing thing. You know what I'm saying?
Think you did.
Yeah, I did.
Show it.
So then I started looking at my finish line photo, and I'm going to put that now in the chat room here on the thread. This is the only known photo of me finishing that 10K. So
yeah,
kind of boring, kind of, you know, there's 100 people behind me. You know, it's like clear that I am not in the front of the pack. I am in dead in the middle of the pack there, right? You know, I'm off to the side and whatnot. So no pretty photo there, but you know, it's proof, photographic proof that I finished. But then I started thinking about it. I'm like, okay, the way the PhotoPass stuff works is I have PhotoPass on my Disney account. And for the races, there's a code that you can put in to get your photos. Like when you want your photos from your race on your Disney app, there's a code that you put in, and the last part of the, so the code is all the same up until like the last 5 digits, which are your bib number, right? So you're putting in this, there's a big preamble and then your bib number, and that is a code that you can use in the photo app to download your photos, right? But you can do it for any bib number. It doesn't have to be your bib number. You can do it for any bib number. You're limited to 5 per race, so you can't do more than 5. So I thought to myself, who has the best finish line photo? The best finish line photo is the guy that won, right? The first person to cross the finish line. So I went and looked up who won the race found his bib number and I downloaded his photos, and that gave me this photo.
And you had AI paste your head on his body.
There you go. That is, look, he's like some kid. He's like, you know, like 19 or something like that. But look at that. Look at that beautiful. Mickey's there. There's two people holding a banner that he like pushed through. Yeah. You know, it says the 10K. It's got all the sponsor names on it. So you put
yourself actually ripping the banner? So is that what you're saying?
Don't jump ahead, Adam. Don't jump ahead. So what I did was I brought this photo into Photoshop and I just surrounded, you know, I just isolated that guy and I told it to do a content aware fill. Just take him out. Just give me a blank photo that is, you know, just the finish line, but without the guy breaking through the, you know, take him out. Just take him out. And so I did. So I now had a blank palette to work with, right? But most of my photos along the race course, and even if you look there at my finish line photo, right, it's kind of taken at an angle. It's a weird angle, like, because this guy is like head on. Like, they took his picture like head on, right? But you can see here, like, my finish line photo that I posted right above it is kind of at an angle. That would look weird if I was, you know, running that way when I was in there. And it's not a 3D picture, so I can't rotate it, whatever. So I went back through my race photos and I found the one, you know, one or two photos, but the best photo of me kind of running forward that I could find. So I, in my all of my photos that were taken on my race, this is the only photo I had of me that was, you know, close to the right pose that I needed to be in.
Okay.
And as you can see there, I'm under blue lights.
So this is even a completely different race.
No. It's the same race.
Oh, okay.
I'm just on a different part of the course. I'm not at the finish line here. So this is a photo that they took of me in Epcot running through the creation area. So this is near the end of the race, but it's not. It is the same race. Look, I'm wearing the same shirt, the same bib number as you saw on my finish line photo up there. So I meticulously cut myself out of this photo because there's people behind me. I needed to get rid of their arms and legs, and you know, I needed to, so I had to completely cut myself out. So I had to use the scalpel tool to cut myself out of that photo. And then, since I have a blank palette of what the actual finish line is supposed to be,
you
know, so I put myself there, and I had
sure Photoshop, you can just select yourself and it'll just,
I had to scale it down, right, to the right level and put myself, you know, in the right spot so that the shadows matched up and, you know, so that it looked, you know, at immediate glance, it didn't look wrong, right? I had to adjust the hue and the color saturation because, as you can see here, they took my picture under blue lights and that's a very bright white light out there that they took my picture under. So, all right. So I put myself in his spot. But then I look at the, you can see on his photo there are two timers hanging from the thing that show his finish time, right? He finished a 10K in 31 minutes and 22 seconds.
So you went in and put, oh, I'm sorry, I'm giving away the end of your story. Apologies. I will just.
Now, there's no way in hell anyone is going to believe that I ran 6.2 miles in 31. That is a 5 minute a mile pace. Like this kid ran 5 minutes a mile to get it. And it's fascinating. Remember, I have all of his photos from the race and every single one of his photos, it's just him. Like there's no one around him. It's just him. It's like, they're just these perfect photos.
And you don't
every
even know
Photoshop.
If he's the fastest because they stagger the people, right? So somebody could have been faster than that.
Well, to get into the first corral, which would be the one that he was in, you have to provide a proof of time in another race to be in that corral. So it's like, he's, you know, he's a competitive runner. He runs these races to win. By the way, there's no prize money with these races. So it's like with this particular race. So it's just really bragging rights. But anyway, so if you look there, there's these big citizen timers hanging down there and behind them is confetti. So once again, content aware fill to the rescue. I isolated out the two clocks. I did a little content aware fill to like make it just look like random confetti up there. So it's just more confetti pouring out up there. And then when you're done, Adam, when I'm done with all of that, I didn't save these at intermediate spots. So now I'm just going to show you the the final product here, Adam. This is the photo.
Oh, I thought you were going to point us to your YouTube tutorial where you show people how to do it.
Look at that, Adam. That's me crossing the finish line on my 10K. Look at that. Right there. That is me.
Mickey. If I zoom in, well, I mean.
Go ahead, do it. I invite you to zoom in and take a look. The shadows are correct on the ground. The lighting is correct. There is one flaw in it, but you probably won't find it. But it's great. At first pass, it's a great photo. Look at that. It's like the timers aren't there. If you look, you can see where they were. If you stare and you know that's what happened.
You've got the streamers or whatever, the Canon, whatever that they do for the pro. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Congratulations. No, it looks good. Mm-hmm.
Look at that, Adam. Look at that. That is how you get the perfect race photo in Photoshop.
So here is another.
Oh, by the way, can I stop recording on?
Recording stopped.
On one of the Zoom. Yeah.
Are these?
Why bother running outdoors? Just Photoshop stuff from the treadmill. No, but the point is, Kathy Marshall, I'm not trying to do this to get. I just want a better picture. That's all. Oh my God. All right. Honestly, Adam.
What?
Who made that? ChatGPT?
Yeah.
Can you ask it to make him older?
20 years older.
No, yeah. just make him older. Like, can you make him a little older? Like just say that looks like a teenager. Can you use the same picture but make him a little older?
I can ask. I'm not trying to look younger.
No, I get it. I get it.
Wasn't it Larry Queen or whatever redraw?
I feel like
as a middle aged man.
I mean, it's good enough for a character. Caricature. I would put some wrinkles on it. You are not. That does look like a 15-year-old. I mean, that is.
I know. No, but okay, I feel like this one is a bit extreme.
Oh, no, okay.
But you guys are going to say.
But it's right. We can work with it. No. Too far. Whatever you just did.
He has hair below the thing, but yeah, no hair I know, above
exactly.
the thing.
Yeah, it's I saw,
like,
I saw
where that. Did it come yeah. from?
Yeah. So I would say, whatever you replace to say older, say make him older, replace that with make him appear to be a 30, you know, in his late 30s. Like give him a, because the older is nebulous. Just give him a, you know, late 30s.
Well, I told it 45 and the one that I just put in there, it said, the cartoon has been updated to show a slightly older appearance with more mature features while still maintaining a youthful look for a 45-year-old.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't say youthful appearance, though. I think you'll be, it's a cartoon. It's not going to have the same kind of wrinkles that your face will. I think you'll be happy with just a regular, like, hey, just make a cartoon version of this picture.
Yeah. Oh, no, that's still not.
By the way, the band above the hat can easily be fixed with generative fill.
I look a different ethnicity in this one. Let's see.
What are you using? Using ChatGPT?
I'm using, I don't, I pay for ChatGPT, but that's.
I do too, but is ChatGPT making these villages? Yeah. I mean, these images? I haven't seen images on ChatGPT. I pay for $20 for it every month. I just hardly ever use it. What do I do? Oh, cartoonize yourself? Is that the.
I just typed in a thing. I said, hey,
upload your photo to try. Okay, I'm going to do that. I'm going to upload a photo to try. Please go ahead and upload the photo. Okay, I'm going to take this photo. It's going to creating image. Oh, it's creating an image.
Yeah, I mean, it does, but I don't think it's super close to the photo.
Tom and Terry, you should be seeing it over in the thread. Oh, it looks like you've already found it in the thread because you commented in the thread.
He looks like you'll get spam if you click on him.
All right. So I gave it a photo of myself and I said, hey, turn me into a Pixar character. And it gave me this, which I'm not unhappy with. I don't think it really looks like me, but it's a cartoon. It's not supposed to look exactly like me. Right. It's got the gray hair. It's got the gray beard. It's got the big black glasses. That's close enough. It's, you know, I think my forehead's a bit bigger than him. I think I could get away with that in a logo and it wouldn't be the worst ever. Yeah. Dark brows. I don't have that dark brows. Let me just say, can you
move his hairline up a little?
The brows and darken the hair on top of his head. Because I don't have gray hair up here. I have gray hair.
I find that it doesn't do too well with revisions. It ends up looking.
I said, can you lighten the brows and darken the hair on top of his head? So let's see what it's gonna. I don't think it really lightened the brow. Here's what it came up with. I said, hey, can you lighten the brow and darken the hair? It did this. So.
Oh, I'm not sure if I'm enjoying that one, but this is me as a Pixar character.
Okay. Okay. I'm waiting.
Right. Waiting. There.
Oh, no. No, that is not you as a Pixar character.
Well, that I gave it a photo of me and I said, "Can you please
But you don't have blue eyes."
For some reason, ChatGPT wants me to have blue eyes. For whatever reason.
I mean, I could probably give it multiple pictures of myself, but I don't think
there are. I don't know if it's Leonardo.ai or whatever, but there are ones where you can put in a bunch of pictures of yourself and then say, okay, create one that's business casual, and it will like make a... There are so many, though. Jesus. Oh, Lord. Oh, my God.
ChatGPT is hitting the ketamine again. It's like, yeah, you know what? I need to cancel some of these things. Because I'm paying $20 a month for ChatGPT, which I hardly ever use because I have a Copilot at work that I can just use instead. Why are you cross-eyed?
I don't know.
Clearly doesn't understand beard.
It does a good job. Uncanny. I know, right?
You look like a character from Strange World.
I took a screenshot of me tonight that I'm using literally what I look like right at this moment. Yeah. And that's what it thinks I look like at the moment.
Ask it if you can give it more images. It's like, let me just ask it here. If I give you more images of myself, can you improve the likeness? Yeah, see, Joe's saying, who's that? Don't know who that is. While I can create more Pixar style illustrations for you, it's important to note that as an AI, I don't have the ability to learn from multiple images in the way a human artist might improve their technique. Okay. All right. So it's basically telling me no, it can't do that.
But there are services out there where you can give it multiples and it'll the voice.
This is the voice. I'm going to give it another photo of me. See if it does anything better. Adam is asking software to make a likable character. Yeah.
Of course. Here's a logo version of what it thinks I look like.
Okay. I'm waiting.
Well, I'm downloading. Give me a second. Downloading it. I got to move it over here.
By the way, the internet that I got at the new place is 300 megabits.
I feel like I'm a train conductor or something. I don't know.
I don't know. I think that's kind of cute in a little like a video game kind of a way. Again, if it's going to be a podcast logo, I kind of feel like there's got to be a microphone or headphones. One of the two.
They know I'm a podcaster.
Can you make him look like a podcaster? There. He gave me another. I uploaded another image. They made another cartoon version of myself. And then I just asked it. It's like, can you make him look like a podcaster? So look, this is what AI believes are the hallmarks of being a podcaster. Like when you look at someone, this is the visual shorthand for when you see a guy walking down the street, you know, you can already see him now. He's like, oh yeah, he's a geek. Oh yeah, he's a skater. Oh yeah, he's a, you know, whatever, a metalhead, whatever. I like that one. I like that one. You're not that thin, but I like that cartoon image there, kind of thing.
That one that I just put?
Yeah.
Where it looks like he's retarded? I mean...
It doesn't look like he's retarded. Look like he's, it's a cartoon, Adam. Look, when I said make him look like a podcaster, what does he do? Headphone, microphone.
You look a little like... I feel like there's a Pride 48 person that looks kind of like that.
I don't know. I gave it, yeah.
Not you.
Yeah.
But,
Yeah, no, I know. I know what you're saying. It's not me. Yeah, I get that. I get that. Is that a pen? Yes, it is, I think. I think that is a pen.
And is there, is
it? It's a pen one of those with things, a weird, the thing that they yeah, hit weird hammer thing.
With, to, what are those called? I know there's a name for it, but I don't know what they are.
Adam, you're
they up. Hit your.
You're a podcaster. How could you not? Leaf? How could you not recognize the tools of a podcaster?
No, the thing that they hit your knee with to yeah, make sure
the reflex
that you're,
tester,
the reflex thing. Reflexology hammer.
Do I have a picture of Scott? Can I find a picture of Scott and have it make a Pixar thing? Let's see. Photo. Oh, I do have a picture of Scott. Let's see. See all people. Do I have a photo of Scott? Do I? There's Lurie Dean. There's my aunt. There's Tim in Alaska. Getting closer. There's Alden. Let's see. Ah, there, Scott. All right, let's see what photos I have of Scott. That's sad. All right, I'm gonna give it this photo.
I'm kind of okay with this one.
Let's see.
These are obviously these are cartoonized and they don't really look like us, but
yeah,
I'm kind of okay with this one. I guess I need to make a new folder.
What is the? You look like Joey from Friends. What's the? what? How is that one better than the one above it? With a bigger eye. Like this one looks like you're asleep and the one up above is like you're, you know, I don't know. You know what, Adam? I feel like either way, whatever you want to do, Adam. I feel like
I'm none of these. So
I'm going to.
And really all I wanted to do was try that stable cascade, whatever. I wasn't even sure that I was going to actually.
I'm going to give it a picture.
Change my logo.
I'm now loading a picture of Scott into the matrix here.
But I mean, why not? this is if John Ong took over my podcast, this would be his logo.
Oh my god. that is very John Ong.
Yeah, it got the words perfect. Got a G in the middle of the baseball cap.
They're missing, well, it should be GG, but they're missing the. They're missing the also, geeky gay.
Yeah. Also still glasses. Like you can't.
Okay. I feel like there is a resemblance. I uploaded a picture of Auntie Scott. I think he's asleep. I don't think he's here.
No, he's there. He responded.
I don't think that this is bad. I think this is if Auntie Scott's voice came out. Do I have an Auntie voice? And do I have an Auntie Scott voice clip here to play? But look at this. Look at this, Adam. I could imagine Auntie Scott's voice coming out of that.
Oh, yeah. Is that? Did you get the photo of him from when he was in Murder, She Wrote? Because...
I did not.
Looks like him when he was in Murder, She Wrote.
It was a younger photo of him, but that was the photo that I used there. I think that is an accurate Pixar character representation. Your eyes are green. Okay, I'm gonna say, can you make his eyes green? Hold on, let's fix it. Can you make his eyes green? green and give him a mullet. Did you have a mullet back then? I feel like you had a mullet back then, Scott. I feel like you.
He doesn't have a mullet. He has a ponytail.
I think the 80s was around the time frame of that photo that I uploaded. It was the one that was in your room that I stayed in. It was a picture of you and Drew from a very, very long time ago. Let's see. We're still waiting for it to make your eyes green and to give him a mullet.
It's getting really good at the words, but here, uh-huh. I'm a lesbian. Uh-huh. I'll just show you here, that.
Here's Auntie Scott with a mullet and green eyes.
I'm a lesbian.
Hello and welcome to the Geeky Gay. Okay.
Oh, I like his clavicle. Whatever that the makes him look muscular, like right here in the middle.
Yeah. Oh, like he's got like big pecs.
Yeah, I like that Auntie Scott cleavage with the big pecs. There or whatever.
Okay. Can you imagine what he would look like as a horse?
As a horse?
Yeah. Yeah. Sure. Yeah. See what he can. See what we'll come up with here.
I know this is very interesting for our audio-only listeners.
Audio-only listeners, audio-only listeners, just go over to pride48.com, click on chat. That takes you to our Discord server.
We're literally generating images on a podcast.
And under the Pride 48 live chat, there will be a thread that is called After Show February 17th, 2024. Just click on that, and you will see all of these photos that we are talking about. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. If you wanted to know what Auntie Scott with green eyes and a mullet would look like if he were a horse, there we go. That is Auntie Scott as a horse.
Why does he all of a sudden have a backwards baseball cap on? What did the photo have a backwards? Oh, he has it in all of them. Did the photo have a cap on?
Yes.
Oh, okay. He's going to go masturbate to his pictures.
Let's see. Let's find Drew.
Good night.
Who's leaving?
Auntie Scott.
Oh, Auntie Scott.
Leaving.
Good night, Auntie Scott. I found Drew. Well, I guess we won't see Drew. It's a Pixar character. Oh, I have Joe Batanz. I wonder what Joe Batanz would look like as a cartoon character. Yeah, there we go. This is the perfect picture. All right. So I'm gonna upload a picture of Joe Batanz and let's see.
Don't you need to get people's like written permission to use their photos?
I took this photo before we went to the Magic Castle. I'm going to upload this here.
You're training an AI model on somebody else's photo.
Make him look like what profession should we make him look like? A plumber in a Pixar film. All right, Joe Batanz, coming up as a plumber. If you ever wondered yourself, I wonder what Joe Batanz looks like as a plumber.
Morty, I'm gonna need Joe the plumber.
I'm going to need an animal too, Adam, because I'm eventually going to say, what does he look like? You know, okay, now make him a Persian cat.
Yeah.
So the flat nose and everything. That kind of a
long-haired Persian cat.
This is what it thinks Joe Batanz looks like as a plumber.
Okay. I can see that.
I think it's doing him dirty on those ears. He was wearing a shirt and tie at the, in the photo. What would he look like if he were a Persian cat?
That's true. Plumbers don't really wear ties.
Well, but the photo that I gave them to train on, he is wearing a white shirt and tie. So, yeah. It's interesting that you would say plumber and not podcaster when I asked for permission. You know, what profession? I don't think this looks anything like Joe Batanz. I'm gonna stick up for Joe Batanz right now. I don't think that. I think that's more of a Brenda Boo cat. That is not a Joe Batanz cat. There is nothing. Could you imagine that cat being sassy? Could you imagine that cat like being like saying some of the just the insane things that Joe Patant says.
Adam, let me ask you something.
That is, let me start this. Make the cat look meaner and more masculine?
What does a mean masculine cat look like?
we're gonna find out. Is what we're gonna find out.
Cats all look feminine.
Oh, taco will be next. Yeah, can we have the cat eating a taco?
Give the cat a taco.
It's Joe Patan. What would be a cool feline name?
I'm going to start getting text messages. You'd be like,
what would a good cat name for Joe Batance be? It's like, what kind of cat breed rhymes with Batance or, you know?
I don't know.
A mean masculine cat, Joe Batance.
I can see it.
Can he be eating a taco while maintaining eye contact with the viewer? Oh, I should have had him carrying a bedpan in the other hand. This is dead.
Now we just wait on the photo to.
We wait. We have to wait for Cat GPT to draw.
Joe says named cat. Puddin.
Cat. Puddin. GPT. Yeah.
The cat's name is Puddin.
Oh, Adam. I feel like we have struck gold. I feel like we have struck gold with this. I feel like I should just, I'm going to show it to you guys. Are you ready?
I'm ready. I think I'm ready.
Let me just ask ChatGPT. Hold on. Is there a cat pun-based name that rhymes with Joe Batance? Let's see what that is. Let's let ChatGPT...
What? A cat name?
A cat pun-based name. Joe Batance.
No, that's it.
Mike's.
Oh, shit. That's what I meant.
Ladies and gentlemen, Doe Patance.
Doe Patance.
There we go. Doe Patance. Eating a taco.
Oh.
While maintaining eye contact with
him. He is maintaining eye contact, and he does. Tom says, per tance.
Joe Patance. I like that one better. Here's the worst thing. It not only made the pun, but then it tried to explain it to me. It's just like, Doe Patance, playing on the word dough, which could be a cute reference to a cat that likes to knead dough, as cats often knead with their paw.
Oh, that's true. They do. Actually, Sydney does that when she wants to get on a couch. She puts her paws on there, and then she, like, needs the cushions.
What black t-shirt? He never had a black t-shirt. He was in the photo I gave, the reference photo I gave, Joe Batance is wearing, here, I'll show you the reference.
Oh, but a lot of times Joe's wardrobe is a black t-shirt.
But in case you guys ever wanted to know what he looked like as a maitre d', there it is. It's Joe Batance, white shirt, black tie. That is, literally, if you could caption that photo, it'd be like, I'm sorry, sir, we have no more space. It's like, I'm sorry, sir, I've done everything I can to help you. We just don't have a table available for you. Yes, sir, I do know who you are. We still don't have a table available.
Where were you? I don't remember. Why is he dressed up? What is...
It literally should be like, come back when you're Adam Burns. That's what it... That's.
What were you at? Why was he dressed up?
So we were going to go to, well, we did. Nico and I went to the Magic Castle with Joe, and that was the restaurant we were eating at before we went to the Magic Castle.
Oh, so that's his, okay, that's his tie and shirt and tie for the
Magic. Yeah, and
okay.
He just wasn't, it was the summer, so he wasn't wearing a jacket yet. It's like, for those of you who don't know, the Magic Castle requires
That's another thing that irritates me. I know I say that Filipino parties with themes irritate me, but having to wear a particular coat and tie to get into the Magic Castle.
I feel like if he was that taco cat, he wouldn't have to be a maitre d'. He'd be like, there's no fucking tables here. Have this taco. Let me ask it here. Can you make a podcast logo?
I think he has. So Kathy Marshall says, what's in his shirt pocket? He's spoiling the lines of the shirt.
This cat.
I think it's a phone. Looks like a phone to me.
A podcast called. No, I'm just going to leave. I'm not even going to leave the title. Can you make a podcast logo for a podcast that this cat hosts? We'll see. This is a Pixar image LLM. So everything just has to, you give it a photo and then you can keep tweaking your ideas.
Oh, is that one of the chat GPT agents or whatever they're called?
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I see.
But here we go, Adam. Oh my God. Oh my God, Adam. I bow to you, chat GPT.
GPT.
It's the Dough Patance podcast.
We've got to send that to him. We had to send that to him. Can you text it to him?
Yeah, with like no explanation. All right, messages. Yeah.
Just message it to him. That's it. He needs to have a podcast.
I did.
The Dope.
I just texted him the logo directly to it. It's the Joe Patance.
It's a nice looking logo.
It's the Dope Patance podcast. Yeah.
Yeah.
I should give it a picture of Zach and I and have it make a logo for Don't Do Disney. Let's try that while we're waiting to tease Joe Patance.
It actually doesn't look too bad. I'll try. And that's a Pixar.
It's the Cartoonize agent. It was on the front of ChatGPT when I went there. It was up at the top. Here, I'm going to say, all right, I'm going to take this picture. Let me download this picture. That's a good picture of us. Okay. Now I'm going to go to chat. It's called Cartoonize Yourself. I'm going to now attach a photo of Zach and myself. It's the Dough Patance spike.
Has he responded?
Is so stupid. Can you imagine just getting a random text? Just a random text.
He knows we're recording.
What the fuck is that? You'd have to explain. It was like, no. First we gave him a picture and then you were a Pixar character. But then what if you were a cat and then you were too girly as a cat? So we toughened you up and gave you a taco. And then you became a thing. Okay. Can you make a logo for a podcast that these two gentlemen host?
So this is what the Cartoon Eyes one thinks that I look like.
All right. A Pixar character. I'm waiting. Oh, okay. Is that a current screenshot, or did you give it? Were you wearing a hoodie in the picture? Like, did it give you a hoodie?
I am wearing a hoodie.
Oh, I didn't even catch that. I guess I didn't see. Yeah, all right. So it's.
That's
pretty good. I don't know what it does with your eyes. It's like always making you. Oh my God, Adam. This is the. It's horrible with words and everything. And by the way, I didn't tell it the name of my podcast. I just told it to. Can you make a logo for a podcast that these two gentlemen host? It's the Dinny Mid Dewcast.
Who are those two? Oh, is that you and Zach?
Yeah, it's me and Zach.
Oh, okay. The Dinny Mid
Dewcast? The original. I'm going to ask it to to change the title. Can the title of the podcast is Don't Do Disney. Okay, it's going to think about it now.
It's not doing a good podcast album art for me. The ones it's given me suck.
Well, then try a different image or tell it what you don't like about it.
Everything.
What is the word on his cap? Yeah, what is the word on that cap? Dixap?
It looks like it's trying to say Disney.
Is it Dixap? It's like a combination of Dixie and Pixar is Dixap.
Disney and Pixar.
Oh my God. Look at this, Adam. Look at this. Here is what ChatGPT has decided the Don't Do Disney podcast logo should be.
Oh, that's not bad, actually.
If you were to
fix the words.
What's wrong with the words? It says Don't Do Disney.
Kind of, except the D looks like it, like...
Why are your noses red? Okay, let me ask it to make our noses less red. Can you make their noses red?
This is the...
Oh, look at that. Geeky gay with apparently some twink.
I gave it a picture of myself. It started with a picture of me. That's what mm-hmm. it thinks I look like.
I mean,
like.
People don't draw cartoons of old people. So everything it knows about cartoons are young people. Oh, God. I think it completely misunderstood what I said. I said, can you make their noses less red? And I swear to God, this is what it did the exact opposite. It put red noses.
That's good.
Can you make them look like Pixar characters from Wreck-It Ralph?
Well, it's supposed to be O. It's cartoon eyes.
Yes, cartoon eyes. Yeah. Okay, great. Let's give these gentlemen a transformation. Look at it. It's trying to cover its ass. Wreck-It Ralph is a film produced by Walt Disney Animation Studios, not Pixar. Well, I can't. Look at that. That's like, you cunt. Okay, great. It wasn't by Pixar.
Too
it was by
Andy
Walt Disney.
Scott's gone. He would say this one's perfect for my podcast logo.
Other than the weird word, which I would replace the words anyway. But look, this isn't horrible. This isn't horrible.
No, that's not horrible.
I've never in the 7 years we've been together see Zach wear a shirt and tie.
Zach looks younger than that. This is the one case where I feel like Zach looks, or someone looks younger than the photo it's creating, because it seems to youngify most.
Yeah, no, I would replace the words, Kathy Marshall, with the properly kerned words.
Apparently you can take these and then there are services that will vectorize an image.
Oh, you can do that in Firefly.
You can put them in one of those that up-reses them, yeah. And then you can vectorize them, and then you can
Supposed to be able to do that with Firefly. So if you go to your Adobe account, you can give it an image and say, hey, can you vectorize this? All right, let me see what else is on there. As fascinating as this is, Alex. Adam. Let's talk about some stuff that the audio listeners, if they haven't already given up by now.
Well, we still have some action going on in the chat room. So.
I know. What's vectorized? All right. No, we can answer that question. Vectorized, Tom and Terry, is so imagine that I painted a picture of, a man from, medium distance away. Whatever. It would have a certain level of detail. So, but as I zoomed it up, as I like expanded that image and made it bigger and bigger and bigger, it would start to look blurry and fuzzy and whatever, because it was only ever at a specific resolution. What vectorize does is it changes that into, you're giving it a pattern for the picture You're saying the relationships between the eye, you know, these sections and these sections are these mathematical formulas. And if you scale it up or down, it keeps all of those same parameters, but it redraws the things in a new native resolution. So therefore, a vectorized image, you could just scale infinitely and it will draw correctly as if it were actually that size, as opposed to you zooming in on a picture that was only of a set resolution. Did that make any sense? Did I make sense, Adam? You think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, okay. I mean, you did to me. You did to me, but
that is what vectorizing the thing. Does Zach actually have different color eyes? Oh, is the eyes different color? I think no, it's just that white dot in the eyes that makes it look like they're different colors. I think the logo has the same colors. Clearly, just like the logo says, Zach has orange eyes. Everyone knows that. Why is the microphone using the convention of sound out? I don't know. I would be tempted to replace that with an RSS logo just because it's a podcast. So like that, make that a little RSS logo. Actually, it kind of is an RSS logo.
I mean, AI is definitely good at giving you ideas at the very least.
If I were Joba Tance and I just randomly got a text of
Did he ever respond?
No, he didn't respond.
He may be in bed already.
What are you talking about? What time is it in California?
It's 10:16. I think he goes to bed pretty early.
Why would Joe Batias be in bed at 10?
I think he goes to bed 16. Pretty early, like 9 or 10. Yeah.
Did he like, he no longer lives in his parents' house. He now lives in their like assisted living facility. And it's like, okay, lights out. It's 10 o'clock. Lights out, everyone.
No, but I am could convinced totally... he's just going to live there until they both pass away. Not anytime soon.
I could like totally
30 years from now or 40 years from now.
I could totally, see Joe Batance loving living in an assisted living facility. Like, I feel like Joe Batance would love that. Like, oh, I don't have to plan anything. Like, everything is planned for me. Like, I don't have to decide what to wear, what to eat, what to do, how to entertain myself. You're going to take care of all that. And give me my pills and, you know, make sure that everything's good. I think Joe would love that. I think that would be like the best. I, on the other hand, would fucking hate it. I would hate it so much. I can't do that. Let's talk about, have you ever investigated renting a boat?
No.
So.
I have not. But I bet you have to have some special like insurance or
no, that's what you're paying for in the rental.
Whatever.
That's what you're paying for in the rental. In the state of Florida, if you are under the age of 30 something, you have to have passed an online Coast Guard course that takes about an hour to go through in order to operate a boat. But if you're over the age of 30 something, like in the low 30s,
they're like, you're probably
no, okay. You're grandfathered in because there used to not be a. So yeah, if you're over the age of 30, then you're good. Like if you were born after 1988, I mean, if you were born before 1988, you are exempt from having to have it. So any you don't have to have any license. You don't have to have any special knowledge to pilot a watercraft on the freshwater lakes of Florida. This is not the, you know, the intercoastal and the bay. And actually, these are inland waterways. You don't have to have any special license for it.
Okay.
So you'll be absolutely able to pilot the boat. We're gonna bring some White Claws with us.
Oh, White Claws. Okay.
Gonna go out on the water. Gonna hopefully we get to see the sunset. We'll watch the sunset out on the lake, and then we'll return the boat. And there's cool restaurants like right there on the lake that we can eat at. It'll be fun. And then we're gonna absolutely one day we're gonna go to the. So how long are you gonna be here? Like you're just coming in for the weekend? Like you're not taking? Are you coming in for 3 days? Like you know, just the weekend and Monday or the weekend and Friday?
No, I don't know. A few days.
I thought about it. Here's what I've discovered in my very, very minimal research. The weekend after my birthday, right? My birthday, as you remember, is March 28th. The weekend after my birthday is Easter. And I know that you're probably doing a big church thing on Easter, a big Christmas, you know, a musical thing for Easter. So it would not be the weekend of my birthday because that is Easter weekend.
Okay.
And I know that you're, you, is that, you, you have a big thing at the church, right? For Easter?
I mean, they'll have a special song or two, but I don't necessarily have to be there.
Oh, okay. It will be super crowded at Disney on Easter weekend. But the next weekend is April 5th and 6th. So, and that's, so you could do the weekend before, which would be the 22nd, 23rd, or 22nd through the 24th, or you could do the weekend after the 5th through the 7th. Assuming that you're doing
of April.
Yeah. Assuming you're doing 3 days.
So Mark, his run is April 6th.
Okay. So then not that weekend.
So I was thinking the last weekend of March.
Okay. But that's Easter weekend, and that's fine. If you want to do that, that's absolutely fine. Let me just confirm that on the internet. When is... I'm one letter off, and it looked like Swedish. It was like, Ermjikud. When is Easter weekend 2024? Yeah, March 31st. And my birthday is March 28th. So you can see that the weekend of my birthday, which would be the 29th through the 31st. But that's fine. That's fine. It's fine. Fine. Yeah, we're going to go to the food and wine. No, Flower and Garden. Flower and Garden. IFAG. The International Flower and Garden Festival. The IFAG. We're going to go.
I am.
What? What does it say?
He asked if I was actually using my picture. I am using my picture. Like, I literally put it. Okay. Just so.
Yeah, and none of these pictures are you wearing glasses.
Just so you know.
Why does it keep putting glasses on you?
Can you allow screen sharing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Why do you keep putting glasses on yourself? Stop telling it the name of your podcast.
Just be like,
when you give
you do
it
a the, cartoon of a fat middle-aged no, man just say, wearing can a you, baseball
no, no,
cap.
No. Literally, all you have to do is upload your photo and say, hey, can you make a logo for a podcast that he might host? That's all I do.
Oh, why is it? This is weird.
All of it's weird, Adam. No, I have a picture of a masculine cat making eye contact while eating a taco. This is all very weird.
No, I meant...
Like the picture. I do like the colors on the John Ong logo.
I can't. I can't share my screen. It's going to make me restart Zoom to do it. Because this is the new Mac, and it's like I need special permissions.
No, it's don't. What are you trying? What were you going to share?
Just to prove to you that I was, actually using a photo of me.
You know what, Adam? I have photos of you. Let me go find a photo of you and I'll try it myself. Let's see. Person. You know what? I think people are in your, listed in your photos based off of the number of photos you have of them. Do you want to know where you are on that list? Where you rank in the number of people that I have photos of in my photo album? You are number 9. You're in the top 10. People that I have photos of. Number 1 is myself. Number 2 is Zach. Number 3 is Princess, my old cat. Number 4 is
so
Buzzy.
I'm below the cats.
Well, I take a lot of pictures of my cat. Buzzy was number 4. Barley is number 5. Ian is number 6. My sister is number 7. Wait, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah, sister 7. My mother is number 8. You're number 9. You're number 9 on my list before my brother. So there you go. Congratulations, Adam. You're number 9 on my list after my pets, my children, and my sister and mother. You are number 9.
I don't have a beard, but this is looks more age appropriate.
Did you and I take a photo together during your Disney trip? No. It's always with somebody else. Like, there's no picture of just the two of us that I could give it and say, hey, make a podcast logo for the gay mix.
I asked it to do a logo that he might do, of a podcast that he might do.
Yeah.
And this is the logo that it gave me right here.
Oh, look at that. I don't know what's going on with your eyes, but that's kind of cool with the big hoodie over sway there. Oh, that's so sad. We don't have a picture, just the two of us. Oh, even on the cruise, we don't have a picture of the two of us. Oh, wait, there's one.
I don't like taking photos. There's one.
I have a picture of just the two of us on the cruise. And all right, I'll let it use this one. Save image, please. Isn't this, I feel like
so what's
we're
going on?
Annoying.
So what's going on in your life?
That's the thing. Why are we are just annoying the people on level 13. I'm so sorry.
Well, I mean, they haven't said anything.
No, I'm not talking about them. The people in the chat room were not annoying. It's like the people that are listening later.
The photos, yeah.
Yeah, the people that are listening later.
Forward through the past 15 minutes.
I don't think they're even listening anymore. I think they've given up. Probably I think they not. Long since gave up. So it doesn't matter if I talk about anything else. It's what.
So
what do you
I
mean?
Will. I will look at the cost of flights or whatever on the last weekend of March.
Okay.
Which apparently is Easter.
Yeah, well, Easter Sunday, yeah. But that's right. We're going to go to, I don't think that'll affect renting a boat. Oh, they may be closed on Easter Sunday, though. So, we can do Disney. So do you want to come in on the Friday before Easter Sunday or you want to stay the Monday after?
Well, I can probably come in on Friday and leave on Monday so that I'm there two full days.
Can you come in
in the evening on Friday.
Can you come in on the evening on Thursday and then be there Friday, Saturday, and Sunday?
Well, I'll have to look at flights, but I think that's possible. I think that's possible.
I mean, we have the internet. You could work from the house if you didn't want to take the PTO.
Well, I don't. I have unlimited air quotes PTO.
Yeah, so do we. So
it's not. You know, you just get judged if you take too much, but it's...
All right, I have given it a new photo. Let's see. Make a logo for a podcast that these two gay gentlemen host. Gentlemen host for a gay podcast that these two gentlemen host. Here we go. I hope gay isn't like we can't do that. That's hate speech. Something like that.
Oh, I mentioned LGBTQ or whatever, and it does like rainbow colors and stuff.
Yeah, but I said gay. Yeah, some people have.
It says, I said make a logo for a podcast that this gay guy might host. It says, I'm here to help you with your request, but I need to clarify that I can't make assumptions about a person's sexual orientation. Based on their appearance in a photo.
Oh, look at this. Look at this, Adam. Look at this. A podcast logo. I remember I didn't tell anything about it. I just said, make a logo for a gay podcast that these two gentlemen host. There we go, Adam. That's the...
Was I wearing my NASA cap in the photo that you've got?
Yes, you were. It's from the cruise ship. Yeah, so you were wearing the...
Why do we always look like father and son or like,
<We do. laughs>
or, you know, whatever. Every time, anytime we do anything like this, we always end up looking like, you know.
So I said the name of the podcast is Gay Mix and it is about pop culture. Let's just see. See what it does with that.
Why are we touching hands? Like
I don't
that?
Know. What's I have it? No idea. This is so not this really is, us, though. You know that's not is, really us, right? It's just a random image that an AI made.
This has nothing. I said make an image of a podcast this guy might host or a logo. What is that? It's like some alien. It's like.
Podcast. Oh, Adam, I think we should use this. I think you're gonna like it. I think
no,
you're gonna like
I
it.
I don't think I am.
I think I you're gonna like it.
I think I am.
I think you're gonna like it, Adam. I think you're gonna like it.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the one that I posted.
I think you're gonna like it, Adam.
That's not horrible. It's very Disney.
Yes.
It's very Disney.
Well, I love Disney.
But I look bigger than you somehow. Like, I mean, I do look a little younger, I guess, just because you have the gray hair. But
yeah, I feel like my beard's.
Why am I towering over? You're taller than me. That's kind of what I meant. I look taller than you, but
yeah. The picture I gave it
taller than yeah, me.
The picture I gave it. We were sitting on the cruise ship, and so it was. You know, we were the same height.
And I'm also Buzz Lightyear. I'm like wearing a. Wearing a space suit.
Yeah. What's wrong with that? That's awesome.
I'm Buzz Lightyear, Joe, because I was wearing a NASA hat, apparently. In the photo that Daniel's got.
I said, here's, you know, name of the podcast is Gay Mix and it's about pop culture. And they said, here's a podcast logo featuring the host as Pixar style characters with pop culture elements and a rainbow motif to celebrate the theme of their show. So yeah, the pop culture is the Buzz Lightyear thing. Why are there 1970s stereo speakers? Because they're awesome. I like it, Adam. I think we should use this. I mean, none of us have noticed at this point in time that there's two eyes in mix because we are so distracted by everything else.
There's so much going on. It's like a rainbow threw up.
No one even noticed there's two eyes in mix.
I noticed it. I said... You didn't notice me saying it, but I did. I said that there were two eyes. It seems to have a thing with double letters or triple letters. Like Geeky Gay, it was spelling G-E-E-E-K.
All right, let's talk about something that the audio listeners, if there's even an audio listener left, that might enjoy us talking about. Did you hear this thing about the sex toys?
No.
Are you yawning? Are we done? Do we need?
I wasn't. Even if I were yawning, does one yawn mean that we're done? I don't know. Is this the story that you put in the
sex toys?
I haven't read it.
Sex toys get a gender neutral makeover, and it's first for queer, trans, and non-binary couples.
What does that mean?
What do you mean? What does it mean?
How do you make over a sex toy to be gender neutral? Because sex toys.
Let's find out. Well, then let's listen, shall we? Japanese pleasure brand Tinga has released its first universal sex toy, and it will soon be available in the UK. The Tinga Uni, available from February 14th, hey, that was Valentine's Day, is reversible, and anyone with a penis or clitoris can use it. And any pairing partnership. The stretching material is designed to be placed on the fingers to stimulate the clitoris. It can also be turned inside out to be placed on the shaft of the penis. Don't forget the lube.
Oh, so it's just like a hollow dick, basically.
Right. Yeah.
So you can use.
Yeah.
Huh. Okay.
I don't know.
Did you get one to try?
No, I didn't.
Are you?
I have no real interest in. They look like. The pictures of them, it looks like you're playing, what's that game that you guys played? What was the gem match?
To me, they kind of look like those water wiggle things. You know what I'm talking about? Like it's like a tube filled with water or some kind of gel and they... It has a hole in the middle. Well, that's, I guess a tube has a hole.
A tube does. As we have explained on this show before, every opening in your body is either a tube or a hole. No, a tube or a cave. I'm sorry, a tube or a cave. Yeah. Every hole in your body is either
a tube. My belly button is a man cave.
It is a cave. But your... There's a picture of you and Joey Buhacker. You guys could do a podcast.
See what a logo for the Adam and Joey.
Oh, here's you
hour.
And you and Mark when you were in New York.
Oh.
I feel like here you are and I. You
one
and,
of those just looks like they're holding bubble wrap, colored bubble wrap.
I know. The hell?
I mean, if my penis or clitoris look like that, I would call the doctor.
Call the doctor. Give me a news. I got a bad case of love.
You ever go into like seedy? Do you ever go into like seedy bathrooms and like seedy old timey gas stations and you see the metal condom dispenser on the wall and they have those like, you know, 30-year-old ribbed for her pleasure condoms in there or whatever?
Yes, I have.
It's kind of like that. It's kind of like those, the texture on these things.
I have been in those bathrooms, but the thing that separates you and me is I've never cleaned those bathrooms. So
no, they don't.
No, there was a time that you were on a road trip and you cleaned the bathroom so that Mark wouldn't.
The rim, just the rim of the toilet.
A street rat has shown up. Good evening, street rat.
He was here earlier.
Oh, I didn't know.
So how old is Street Rat? Because his voicemail last week or whenever it was, he called us daddies.
Yes. Nick is.
Is he like some 22-year-old or something?
Nick is not 22.
Okay.
I want to say he's in his mid-20s.
Oh, you don't know his age, so you're trying to be careful.
I don't. I know, I mean, he's a friend of mine on Facebook. I could look it up. Let's see.
Does he live close to where you're moving or are you moving further away from
him? It's funny that you mentioned that. No, I'm not friends with him on Facebook. Where the house is now, we live about 45 minutes away from him, and where we're moving to will be about 45 minutes away from him. So it's the same distance. We're going past them to the other side. You know what I'm saying?
Well, Nick, they just made sure they were equally as far from you at the new place.
You could think of it as we made sure that we were no further away.
They're like, we've got to be at least 45 minutes from Nick.
It was very important.
They drew a circle on a map.
Well, I mean, Nick and Alex. I mean, there's the two of them. But
now was Nick involved in the Dungeons and Dragons D&D debacle?
No, Nick is not. We do not play D&D with Nick. We play other board games with Nick. Actually, lately, the one we've been playing most of the time, well, the last several game nights that we've played is the, what's it called? You draw a picture and then you pass it to your right and then the person has to guess what the title of the picture is and then they pass
Pictionary?
That. Then they pass that to the right. Oh my God. Let me find this game. A drawing game. What is
I don't want to brag or anything, but I have beat Daniel at Trivial Pursuit. And then the last time we were here, I also beat him at Ticket to Ride. So, you know, I am a...
Why can't I think of the name of this game?
Champion game player.
Yeah, look, yes, you
against Daniel. Yeah.
You are the champion, my friend. It's like a game of telephone, but it has to do with drawing.
I don't get how, so they're like, draw a pepperoni
illustrations. Thank you, brain.
And all then right, someone draws a pizza, and then what does the next person add to it?
Okay, I'm going to try to explain this to you, and you're going to understand it. You're going to understand it. Okay, so the game works best when there are 8 people.
Okay.
Okay.
That seems so specific, but okay.
It's just because of the number, of the way it works. So you have a dry erase flip thing, right? So you have a little pad that has the flippy things on it, and there's 8 dry erase pages, right?
Yes. Yeah, got it.
There's actually 10, but it doesn't matter. So what happens is everybody at the beginning of the round, everyone draws a card, and that card has a prompt on it. This is going to be the prompt that you were given. And so the prompt may be something like garlic pizza or rocket launch.
Okay.
Or, you know, whatever. If you do the telestrations after dark, maybe it's
doggy style.
Yes, doggy style, or maybe it's pearl necklace or something that, you know, it's the anyway, you get a prompt. And so you have 1 minute to draw a picture of that prompt. So you have to draw a picture on your dry erase thing of what that prompt, you know, what the words of the prompt that you drew, you have to draw a picture of, right?
Yes.
Okay. And you also, on the very first page, you write what the name of the prompt is, right? So, because that's important for the end of the game. So you write down what the prompt name is. Anyway, you then flip the page of the little tablet, you know, of the little pad, and you, after 1 minute, you pass it to the player on your right. So everybody passes their pads to the right.
So you're all trying to draw the same thing.
No. Every player had a different prompt, right?
Oh,
but now, okay. In the second round, now you don't see the title of the prompt. You only see the picture. So you see the picture that the person just drew of what the prompt was. And you, on the next page, write down what you think the title of that picture is. So you would... So you like...
Games nowadays are like complex.
Right. So you're going to write down what you think that picture was.
You stand on one foot.
So okay. If it's a pearl necklace, right? And you guess, it, you know, you're like pearls before swine or something like that.
Little Mermaid.
Right. You write whatever you write. So now, after a minute, you then pass your pad to the right. And the next person reads your prompt. They don't see the pictures before that. They don't see the original prompt.
They have to draw another picture?
Now they're going to draw a picture of what you said the title was of that picture that the first person drew. And it continues on. And if there's eight people, there's eight pages in this book, right? It basically ends up so that at the very last, you now have your book back in your hand, right? It's gone through the entire, circle of people.
So you're kind of
either writing something or drawing something,
moving it, and you're getting someone else's book, and then okay.
So then you go around in the circle and you basically explain. You show your book, and it's like a show and tell. And he's like, okay, my prompt was pearl necklace, and here's my picture of a pearl necklace, but they said it was swine before pearls, and or pearls before swine. And then here's a picture of pearls before swine. And then the next person said that was, a rotisserie pig or something like that. And it goes off in weird directions or whatever. The point is you're trying to, what was the original prompt and what is the ending prompt, kind of a thing. That's called telestrations. It's very fun.
How do you win, though? I mean, if you guess correctly,
there's no points.
There's no winning?
No, there's no winning. It's a party game.
Oh, who wants a game that doesn't have a winner? You have to have a winner.
Why?
No, there's no point of a game. You don't have a winner. What is this?
It's just a game.
Is this like nowadays? Here I am again being old. Is this like nowadays how like kids get participation trophies? You can't even have like a winner of the game because millennials, can't, their poor sensibilities, they can't handle losing. So
can you create a participation trophy that these podcasters?
Oh, we're going back to image generation level 13. If you hung in thinking, okay, they're over. Nope, it's not over yet.
No, I wanted to see if I can do that. I said, hey, can you create a participation trophy that these podcasters would give to one of their listeners? Let's just say it was the picture of you and me before. You're supposed to write, "This gum tastes terrible" on those condom machines, Adam.
Yeah, I saw that.
Oh. Was that
you
a
add
time
anchovies
ago?
To a pizza, obviously. It was
I love it.
Around 10 minutes ago and 9 minutes ago, perhaps.
Joe sent me some porn.
He sent you porn?
Joe from Dallas, not Joe Batanz.
Oh, I thought you meant Joe Batanz. I was like, so you send him a cat logo.
He responded to my text of his cat logo by sending me porn. Yes.
Porn.
That makes sense.
Wow.
That makes sense. Anything happening with you?
Me?
Yeah. There's been a lot.
Has there?
Of me on this show.
Oh, a lot of you. Nothing really. I mean, like I said, I'm in therapy.
I would like to give you a participation.
That is so gay. And like, that is the gayest participation trophy.
That is the gayest part pata trophy.
Part pata trophy.
What does that say? Scootop Latica?
I don't where?
Scootop Latica. Scootop
Latica or something like
top
that.
Top listener.
Parpata, top listener. Oh, top listener. That's English. Pop culture podcast. Gay mix. It got that correct.
Yeah. It only one eye this time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look at that. That we should commission this participation trophy to be made.
So therapy's going well.
Are you enjoying this therapist? Have you switched life coaches yet? Or
no, and
career coaches yet?
No, and I think I've got to figure out what I'm doing on that, but have not. Work still sucks as per usual. I'm excited because both our cruises are booked, and now I have dates for my other trips, so nice. That'll be fun.
Nice.
But no, not nothing. Just work. And
by the way, we still have zero subscribers, so no one that listened to us live tonight subscribed. Just wanna point that out.
Zero subscribers in YouTube?
No, on Spotify. Oh. The thing that removes the ads.
Oh, I see. Well, they probably don't mind the ads.
No, but we need to hire an assistant. It's $2 a month, people. Come on, $2.
Fuck $2.
It's $24 a year. It's $2.
Isn't that, that's a Wendy thing, right? Fuck yes. $2.
Oh my God. I feel like, is Cyclone still awake? I feel like Cyclone referenced Wendy Cameron in our package tonight. Said,
blah, blah, blah. Where did he reference her?
In the preamble. If you read the email where he attached the things, he said,
maybe the reason is, Daniel, because to do that, you have to listen to it using the Spotify app.
Yeah, but they'll give you an RSS feed. So then you can use that in any podcatcher.
Will they?
Yeah.
Okay.
When you subscribe, you get your own RSS feed for that podcast. And that's, so then you just, it's the same as I do with Twit or whatever. It just takes the commercials out. Yes, it was the Tim Tam day that he referenced Wendy Cameron in. So I wanted to say I read that from when Cyclone wrote that today. And I thought to myself, she seemed like such a sweet lady. And she just went batshit racist on us. Just like that, this past Pride 48, when she was having this weird transphobic racist rant that she was going on, and I was just like, oh my God, shut up. And she was did you hear it?
I heard a little bit of it, but we shouldn't air dirty laundry on a live stream about real people.
I mean, she was really racist on our live stream, so I feel like I'm not saying anything that people don't know.
Well, I know, but
isn't that weird? It's like, here's this person that you thought was nice and everything, and then they just say something completely batshit racist, and you're just like, oh, you know what I'm saying? It's just like, you might as well just like be talking to Auntie Scott or whatever, and he's going like, yeah, well, at least I know better than to vote for that Biden. Trump's got my vote. And it's just like, okay. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I mean, two things there. She could have always had those beliefs, and we just never knew.
It's true. And you know what I feel bad about? I feel bad about not stopping it. It's like she was getting close to a line where I would have, because I was streaming them. I was the one hosting their call. And it's like I was
Trump all the way.
I was very, very close to, just cutting it, you know, is it just going to
there
music?
There is a thing my parents are going through, which is the, as you get older, things happen.
Auntie Scott, I heard on his award-winning daily show, The Geeky Gay, that he was upset that we didn't go very long on the last after
so
show.
So he's doing a marathon tonight. So, like, he's like,
it's been an hour and 28 minutes. I mean, granted, yeah. We went long. I mean, you know what? I don't have more than another 6 minutes in me because I do need to go to bed by 2.
No, I have. I was thinking I had 8 minutes because.
Yeah. Well, 7 now.
7 minutes. Yeah. 7.
Yeah.
Daniel, yes. I can name that tune in 7 notes.
7 notes.
Do any of you watch, I'm not saying it's the best show in the world or the host is the best, but do anyone watch, the Name That Tune that's on now? It's, you can get it on Hulu.
I have seen clips of it on TikTok. So it's Randy Jackson and what's her name from,
Does anyone, do from, anyone? Did I say do anyone? Does anyone here Jenna, listen to
Jenna
watch that?
From 30 Rock.
It's Jane Krakowski.
Yeah, yeah, from 30 Rock, yeah.
Randy looks so weird.
He's gone on one of those weight loss pills or had his stomach stapled or whatever. Yeah, he looks like a fat guy that has lost a lot of weight and is now thin. And it's like the skin kind of hangs off of him in a weird way.
But good for him. But yeah, Jane Krakowski, but she always, like, the second round is where you do the thing, like, oh, I can name that tune in
right
6 notes or whatever. And she always is thing, it's called Bit a Note, and she, like, turns her head. Like,
it's a like, very Jenna Maroney thing to do.
Bit yeah. a note. Yeah. Anyway.
It's fair.
She's going to be, I know you probably won't be interested, but well, maybe you will. Maybe you are, actually. Are you going to watch Elsbeth?
Oh, hell yeah.
Okay. Well, Jane Krakowski is guest starring in that. I don't know if she's, I don't know if it's like one episode or.
I heard on
by Auntie Scott.
I heard on the little fatty cast, Larry Vader talking about a show that I'd never heard of before, but I've now watched seasons 1 and 2 and it's really good. And season 3 just started yesterday. It's called Ghosts. Have you watched Ghosts?
Is that the comedy that's based on the British one? Where
yes,
like
there is both the British and the American
version. I saw a few
episodes
when it first started. Yes,
yeah, it's very funny. Oh. I'm enjoying it.
I don't think Mark and I are 30-minute sitcom people. Like we just don't.
Do you want to watch Heartstopper? That's only a 30-minute show.
Well, we do watch that. Yeah, we do watch that. But in general, like the. Laugh track sort of, you know, whatever, like we're not really into those.
Adam, I feel like we should wrap it up. Say
goodnight.
Daniel. Saying goodnight.
Good night.
Good night, Adam. I will talk to you next week, if not before, but I'll definitely talk to you next week here on Pride 48. Good night, level 13.